TCR Diaries for October 9th, 2018. Sometime over the weekend, I had a dream that it was Wednesday after work and the robot vacuum hadn't done his scheduled cleaning. And then I was crushed and frustrated, defeated and agitated, almost to the brink of tears. Another substantiated claim that I don't deserve nice things. It was worse when I was drinking, that train of thought. I'd like to say that it surprises me that I still have that thought, but it doesn't. Really, though, it's not about deserving as much as can't have nice things. Because I'll put myself in impossible situations, where I'll never win. It's a dysfunctional pattern carried from when I was a teenager or something, which leads into the struggles of a life inherited from a previous life. More realistically, it's probably from my genetics. Family of origin stuff. A television spin-off. Desperately pleading that things would get better, but they won't. They can't. I stay in those situations because I've dug a hole. It's pretty much impossible to get out. I don't know how to do anything else. And we don't find nice things in holes. They don't have them. After spending over a decade in a hole, it becomes familiar and comfortable. I can distract myself with my imagination, satisfy myself with make-believe. I can put a nice rug here and maybe a lamp over there. Sometimes I strive and strain to climb out, but it just doesn't work. And then I give up, yet again. It's easier just to give up, accept that everything's terrible. Because this is just how it's going to be. Obviously, I don't feel spiritual every day. And then I flounder around for a day or two. Maybe a week. Read a spiritual book. Go to a meeting. Hear something that puts me back on track. Points me again in the right direction. How I feel is not who I am. God's got a bigger plan. Maybe I'm not supposed to have nice things right now. Keep the faith, peeps. Let go absolutely. What's the last hole you've dug for yourself? Hit me up at robot@tcrbang.com. I answer every single email. And I love doing this podcast. I really do. If you love this podcast, share it with your friends on social media. Tell your dentist about it. And then that weird clerk at Walgreens, tell them too.